the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the morning announcements. It's the official podcast of theschoolofpodcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. If you'd like to send me a note, simply address it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you'd like to check out our show notes, anything we talk about in the show, you can find more information about it at schoolofpodcasting.net. Now, if you'd like to be involved with the School of Podcasting.com, oddly enough, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com. You can see all of our resources, our tutorials, and sign up and be a member. Now, on the show today, this is a public version of the podcast. We do have a students-only version, but today it's going to be public. It's going to be obvious here in a second. We're going to look at the relationship between podcaster and interviewee and why that's an easy way to build your podcasting audience. Today is an example of that, and here's why. Okay, what does the podcaster want? He wants listeners. Okay, what does the interviewee want, the person being interviewed? Well, they want to get their point across. They're either trying to sell something or get the word out. Maybe it's a charity about an event or something that's coming up, or they want to voice their opinion on a subject, whatever. But they have something to say, typically the interviewee, or at least you hope so if you're the podcaster. Nothing more fun than interviewing somebody with a bunch of yep and nope answers. And that would be the one tip. Don't ask them yes or no questions. That'll make for a very quick, very boring interview. So the point here is, and why this then works as a way to build your audience, at least for one show, because I was interviewed on the Contingency Plan podcast. Now, for more information, you can go to Indie Soapbox. It's IndySoapbox, IndieSoapbox.com. And there's a link to the Contingency Plan podcast along with other things. Now, so obviously, you know, I want you to hear this interview. For one thing, you will find out just what a horrible speaker I am. I have a lot of ums and you knows, and you know, Kim didn't cut them out, doggone it. So you're going to hear me unedited and just find out just what a horrible... I almost stutter a lot. Repeat stuff where I'll be like, you know, kind of thing. And that drives me nuts. I really, at times, just cringed listening to this interview. But Kim did a nice job and let me ramble on. So that is, obviously, you know, so obviously you might go over and listen to Kim's podcast. If you want to hear me talk about why I built the school and all my, I got a lot of internet stuff going on, and my motivations behind the school and things like that. So, in fact, let me play you a clip of it right here.
I just wanted to take a moment to interject and say, you know, the School of Podcasting has been so helpful to me. And the reason I decided to interview you is because, you know, I really don't think I would be doing a podcast if it wasn't for the School of Podcasting. I had so many hang-ups and so many things that were holding me up. Minor issues, how to record a Skype call, how to get listed in the directories. I mean, there's so many little questions that come up with somebody when they're first starting out with a podcast. And when I came upon the School of Podcasting, lo and behold, all of a sudden there was an answer for all those questions. And not only that, but I was able to email you and, you know, you were just so helpful to me. And so I'd like to start by thanking you, because I really don't even think that the Contingency Plan would be in production if it wasn't for you and the School of Podcasting.
Well, dude, you're gonna make me cry, man. I'm telling you. No, seriously, that from because my background's kind of in teaching, to have somebody say, "Wow, you really helped me." I mean, it sounds corny, it sounds cheesy, but that's it's $4.99 a month. I'm not gonna lie, but on the other hand, behind the scenes, I really just want to help people. I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy, but that's really a lot of the motivation behind it.
Well, the $5 to spend a month is definitely worth it. It's a bargain compared to all the hours that you would spend trying to find these resources on your own.
Well, cool. And that's the whole point of it. It's like, why spend hours, you know, searching when I'm doing my best to get everything that's cool in here?
And there you have it. And that is my tip. If you are ever being interviewed, and the podcaster or the person doing the interviewer starts to talk about your product, your service, your opinion, shut up. Now, it took some practice for me to do that because I'm kind of a bashful, humble, I don't know, you know, I'm not really looking for that giant spotlight. And so when Kim started just going on about how the site helped, I wanted to jump in and go, well, that's great or wonderful, got it. But I shut up. I did something very, and I just shut up until he quit. And then later, politely asked him, said, you know what, thank you very much again for the kind words. Can I use that as a testimonial? Which I just did. And he said, yes, very much so. So that is one, that's my other tip. If you are in a situation as somebody is complimenting you, it's actually a skill to be able to accept a compliment and just shut up and let them do it. And when you're done, be very gracious and say thank you. One of the things I always thought was weird is if somebody gives you a compliment and you then disagree with them. And you say, oh, no, no, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. And you're doing that because you're trying to kind of be humble, I guess. But in reality, you're kind of disagreeing with them. And, you know, somebody gives you a compliment, just say thank you. So from a podcaster standpoint, you're looking for somebody. So when you're looking for a guest, then, who are you looking for? Well, obviously, try to find an expert in your field. Not that I'm an expert. Didn't want to go there, but you know, look for somebody who's an expert in your field. Whatever, if it's a, you know, if it's a music based podcast, look for, you know, bands are always good, or if it's a political podcast, see if you can't get in contact with a senator, a councilman, a local politician, anybody, you know, because those people are then those people have listeners. You know, if you think about it, a councilman might mention it, might be in the local paper that Councilman Bob Smith was on the such and such podcast, and there's some free publicity, things of that nature. So if you can find somebody who has, and most people who have books or a service or things like that, they already have a marketing plan. If you think about it, a book publisher is going to want to promote the fact that this person was interviewed, and they're going to put that on their website, or it'll be on the artist's website or the author's website or the band's website. They're going to help promote your show, because what do you do in your podcast? You help somebody else talk about their product service, which is then going to then promote people to go to their website and buy their stuff, which is kind of what we just did. Now, I realize in some cases, even if it's a comedy podcast, right, the comedian is definitely going to say where they are touring, where they're appearing next, things like that. And that's really nothing new. That's been done for years on The Tonight Show and things of that nature, which are just interview shows. So, wrapping things up, interviews are an easy way to build your fan base. Something, another good point I haven't mentioned yet, they're also a lot of work. If you want to do an interview, usually, if I do an hour interview, number one, it's got to be a phenomenal interview if I'm going to let it go for an hour. A lot of times you will edit that down to 10 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on how long your podcast is. And that editing can be a slow and painful process because you're literally playing judge and jury and executioner on what questions stay and what go. And it's kind of fun because in some ways you can, you know, rearrange questions so that maybe it makes a better interview. You might also want to look into having a release from the person that was being interviewed. You might want to make sure that they get to hear it first, depending on the podcaster and the interviewee. But they are a lot of work. If you, me personally, when I interview someone, number one, I want to go back and edit out all my ums and ands and you knows. I also go back and edit out the ands and the ors and the you knows and the stutters and things like that from the actual interviewee, the person I interviewed, because I don't want them to sound stupid. And it sounds, here's something that's, it sounds silly. By the time, especially if you talk like I do, you edit out all the ums and the ands and the you knows and all the details that you don't need. You might cut out a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just of and extra pauses that you don't need. So that will help shorten your podcast, keep it to the point, and keep your listeners. So those are just some quick tips on building that relationship between the podcaster and the interviewee. Hey, before we leave today, first of all, I got some audio feedback from Rich Palmer from the Miami Valley Music Cast. Take it away, Rich.
Hi, Dave. Rich Palmer, Miami Valley Music Cast. Hey, I just wanted to drop you a note. Actually, this is for the School of Podcasting, the morning announcement from your show that that poo-poo on podcasting. Just wanted to give you some feedback on that. I am driving down Lyons Road, Washington Township in Miami Township, Ohio, down here in the Centerville-Dayton area, and I look up at a great big huge billboard above the building, and I see the word podcast in large white type. The O is the AT&T logo, and under the word podcast in smaller type, it says delivered. And in the very right-hand bottom corner, it says AT&T. And that's all the billboard said. So anybody that thinks this is a fad or a passing thing, start looking at the advertisers. They're taking notice. Podcast delivered, AT&T. Just thought I'd give you that feedback. This is for the School of the Podcasting Morning Announcement. And I'm Rich Palmer from the Miami Valley Music Cast. Have a great time. See ya.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Rich. You know, Rich has a great-looking blog. If you go out to his website, it's Miami Valley Music Cast. Now, Music Cast is M-U-S-I-C-A-S-T, so Music Ast. And what is he doing? Well, he's interviewing in his latest episode Tim Jennings, who's a jazz player. And Rich is now a member of the Association of Music Podcasting. And also, if you're interested, Rich will do voiceover work for you. So check out his blog. He's got a lot of stuff on his blog without making it look too cluttered, and that's a hard thing to do. So Miami Valley Music Cast. Also, our random link for today is, let me click, oh, Learn Out Loud Podcast Directory. Now, we've got about 83, I forget how many podcast directories we have listed out at the site to help you promote your site. You don't have to do all those Google searches. They're all right there. And learnoutloud.com is a podcasting directory kind of geared towards educational. So if you'd like to phone in a tip or an insight or anything, you can use my Call 8 toll-free number. It's 888-563-3228. Get your own Call 8 toll-free number. I'll put a link out there. It's only $2 a month. And that voicemail gets directly emailed to me. You can also send me an email at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Thank you very much. And don't forget to check out my interview at Indie Soapbox, the Contingency Plan podcast. Indie, again, is I-N-D-Y, soapbox.com. And take out your scorecards again. All the show notes, schoolpodcasting.net. If you're a podcaster or if you'd like to start a podcast, simply go out to schoolpodcasting.com. And we can help you start your podcast, help take your podcast to the next level with our hundreds of resources and hours of tutorials. So thanks for listening. I'm Dave Jackson, and until then, until we meet again, class dismissed.